Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. Please be seated. On Friday, I was at the beauty parlor getting my hair cut when on the news came the notice that there was a murder in Mount Pleasant in the dorm. And I thought to myself, oh my, I was heading up to Mount Pleasant for my girlfriend's retirement party, and she lived right at the edge near that dorm. And I thought, oh no. And yet the social worker in me heard that it was an Afro-American male on the fourth floor. And I thought, I don't think this is one of the school shootings, because it would have been in one of the classrooms. It was probably some type of domestic offense. So my sister called me immediately because she was going with me, and I said, you know, Sally, I really don't think that it's going to be one of the big school shootings. However, it is concerning because Mary Pat lives right at the edge of that campus. So we drove up there and we heard the news. And I wondered, because the retirement party was at 5 o'clock, and I also knew it was going to be a struggle getting to where she lived. And sure enough, on the freeway, as we approached Mount Pleasant, two police cars, state policemen, whizzed past with sirens on. And then we saw one of the news trucks, Channel 6, heading that way. And so we got to where I normally turn off to go down past the dorms to her place, and we couldn't get down that street. There were news cars and police cars, and it was blocked off. So we found a way to go around toward the back and enter in through the back way. And I called Mary Pat, and she was trying to tell me how to get in through the back way, which I said, Mary Pat, let me just navigate through my system, because it was too much confusion. So we got there, and she arrived because she was at work to let us in. But three doors down from her house was a state policeman just parked. They were still looking for the young man who had, and at that point they had known that two people were dead. So Mary Pat arrived at 3 o'clock and said, I don't know if I'm going to be able to have a retirement party. The restaurant is closed. And she said, we may have to have it at my house. If I call you, pick up everything. So at 10 to 5, she called and said, the restaurants are still closed. They won't let the restaurants or bars be opened in this community. They're still looking for this young man. So Domino's was called and they delivered pizza. They could only deliver it to places off campus. No delivery was going to be on campus for pizza delivery that night. She had a friend that was stopping to get some paper plates, and someone else, she stopped to get beer and wine and pop. And so all came, and then they left a note on the restaurant door saying, you know, if you're here for a retirement party, call this number to get an address of where to come. So we had the party, but we also had to keep the door locked. So people were admitted in and out, you know. But you think about one act and how it impacts on a community, on the people, the family, the school, the whole community. All night long, there were helicopters flying overhead. And then, after the party, we had to make sure everyone got out the door safely, and we were locked in. Mary Pat has a big picture window, and behind her is a fence and then apartment buildings right at the edge of the campus. I said, Mary Pat, I think we ought to be closing these blinds, you know? And my sister goes, yeah, I don't want to be shot at. And we said, okay. And so we sat there, and we heard the helicopters, and we finally went to bed. At 10 after midnight, they were able to find the young man and bring him into custody. And so as we look at the Ten Commandments, we realize that those commandments were given for us to learn to live in community safely. Thou shalt not kill. The first three are commandments for how we should be in relationship with God. To not take God's name in vain. When people go to court and they raise their hand and put their other hand out, raise their hand, put the other hand on the Bible, they are saying, the truth I tell, I say in God's name. You should not take God's name in vain when you're making an agreement with someone else. You should not honor other gods, be it money, the gambling machine, your clothing. Other things should not take priority over God. And we should remember to keep holy the Sabbath. That day, which is a day for us to take stock of our relationship with God and to take time to go to a place of quiet and peace and to stop our crazy existence, to just take time to regroup. These are ways that one should live in community and to come together to pray in community and to remind ourselves what God wants from us. And the other rules are rules that will help us stay in good relationship with each other. Not to covet what other people have, but rather to be grateful for what we have been given. Jesus went into the temple and he saw that they were selling goods. Now it made sense that the law, the rule of the Jewish community was that you would not have a coin that would have the face of an idol, whether it be the emperor, the king, so that they would have to take the coins that they use for everyday for their monies and change it over. So when they gave the money that was due to the temple, it would not have an idol on it. But people were gouging those whose heart was set to give to others, to give back to the church, to buy the doves for sacrifice, to buy the animals for sacrifice. They were gouging them. They were making a big profit for those who were trying to do right. And Jesus said, enough. This isn't what the intent of these rules and laws were. People shouldn't be making money at the cost of those who could least afford it. So therefore, the rules and the laws are there to make life better for everybody, to be able for us to continue to live in community, that our actions should not impact not just on ourselves, but those, our family, and those in our community, and to the world. And this time of Lent is a time to really think about what it is that God wants from this church, from us as members of the church, and for this church as our community. And our community. It is time to say, what more, God, do you want from us? Today and the next 2 weeks, we are honoring the little thrift shop. We are honoring what that ministry is about. This is the opportunity to give thanks for those who listened to God 60 years ago and said, we need to do more. And from a rummage sale decided, you know, there may be a better way. And that was to open the thrift shop. Over the years, the amount of money that was raised in that thrift shop year after year has been used not only to help sustain this congregation, but to help those in the community and those even in the greater world. The amount of money that was raised has been incredible. And the work that has been done in Christ's name because of the thrift shop is enormous. And we have to be grateful for that. And for the number of volunteers, 45 volunteers currently. And that does not even include all those who have come before these 45 and will go after. A beautiful, beautiful ministry. And as we look at how a negative act can impact, look at what a positive act can do for the good of all of us. We must be grateful. And at this time, when we think about what we do to bring forth God's message, all of those who work in the thrift shop, who have a chance to interact with those who come in, who can share the love of God, who can be the face of God to all that come in through the doors, we are grateful. We are grateful for all that they do and all that they have made us known in this community. This little thrift shop does wondrous works. And so, as we think about what more God may be calling for us, individually, as our church, in our community, we can also give thanks for all that has been done in God's name. We can be grateful for this little thrift shop, which continues to be a beacon of light and love to this community and to the greater community and to all those that benefit from what it gives. It's a gift of love. It's a gift that this church gives, and you can be very proud of it. Amen.